Ready?
Our evening began in Peter Seychelles' comfortable study in his New York townhouse.
No sleep till
Brooklyn! Yeah! Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, it's that end. From the Battery to the top of Manhattan.
Yo, rope!
Hello there, everybody. My name is Jim Shear, and welcome to the Brouhaha. And I know what you're saying. I know what you're thinking. There hasn't been an episode of the Brouhaha in a while. And life happens. People get married. There are family vacations to attend. There is work. But I am back. And before you smile, you might want to wipe that grin off of your face, because this episode of the Brouhaha, it is going to be shocking. It is going to be disturbing. You may never listen to the Brouhaha again. It's basically me taking my fan base and spitting in their face. Because today on the Brouhaha, we will count down the top 10 Beastie Letdowns of all time.
Beastie Boys Letdowns.
And first, let me explain before you click off immediately. You know I love the Beastie Boys. But when you love someone or a musical artist, you look up to them. You expect more from them. There is passion involved. That's why married couples are always getting into fights. So over the years, yes, the Beastie Boys have supplied me with, I can't even pick a word to describe their music. Awesome. Great. Goosebump-inducing music. Their videos have been fun. Their pictures have been inspirational. Ever since I saw the whole photo session from Check Your Head, I haven't been able to take a picture the same since. Mugging for the camera. So over the years, the Beastie Boys have provided me with a lot of goodness. But there have been times where I have been disappointed. And we are going to look at those times today. So, if you don't like to look at the Beastie Boys with a critical eye, this episode of the Brouhaha, it may not be for you. And there will be no guests on today because I don't want to throw anyone else under the bus. This is all on my back. Now, a little bit later on, our friend Prof D, he's going to give 20 questions an attempt. He will try to win the Beastie-rama. But before we do that, it's going to get ugly. We are going to take a look at the greatest Beastie letdowns.
Hang out with those guys. Man, I ain't got nothing to do with those dudes. And then I saw your female with them too. What's up with her?
Yo, check this out. You're listening to the Brouhaha.
We have returned on the Brouhaha, and it is about to get ugly. But before we dive into the greatest Beastie letdowns of all time, let me explain. Let me rewind. Before we even had the first episode of the Brouhaha, I had a brainstorming session with myself, and I tried to come up with ideas for episodes for the Brouhaha. And you know, we had best Beastie B-sides of all time, best Beastie era. I was like, man, that'd be awesome if I could get Say Adams on an episode. And we did that. And during that brainstorming session, I also had top 10 Beastie letdowns. And I thought to myself, well, I don't know if that would fly with Beastie fans. I don't know if people like to criticize the Beastie Boys. But then about a month back on the Beastie message board, someone posted a thread detailing their greatest Beastie letdown. And then a few other people responded, and people weren't bashing the Beastie Boys, but they were like, you know, sometimes we're bummed out by the Beastie Boys. Sometimes we expect one thing and we get another. So I thought, you know what? If it flies on the Beastie message board, then it could very well fly on an episode of The Brouhaha. And that is what we are attempting now. The top 10 Beastie Boys letdowns.
Beastie Boys letdowns.
And we begin with
number 10.
No tour for Paul's Boutique. And how cool would it have been if the Beastie Boys toured for that album? There are many gems off that album that we will never hear live. And the only glimpse we have of what could have happened on that tour is from the Shadrach video. And the Beastie Boys are wearing cool threads, diving into the crowd. It would have been a nice transition between License to Ill and Check Your Head. No doubt that the Check Your Head tour was, the footage I've seen from that tour is just so good. But I think the Beastie Boys would have been even better if they toured off Paul's Boutique. And on past episodes of The Brouhaha, we have talked about the coolest Beastie Boys era ever. And that's why I still don't consider the Paul's Boutique era an era, because I believe to have an era, you need to have a tour. And it is just a bummer that the Beastie Boys did not tour off of that wonderful album.
Number 9.
Awesome I Shot That, not released as a proper live album. The first time I saw the Beastie Boys live, I went back to my car and I tried to listen to Beastie Boys music, and I couldn't, because their studio albums just did not match the power of their live show. And really, if you think about it, the only proper live recording we have from the Beastie Boys is the Root Down EP. And that is spectacular. The live joints on that. And when I heard that the Beastie Boys were doing the film Awesome I Shot That, I thought, great, we're going to get a film and then we're going to get a live CD. We did not get the live CD. We got the live film. And sure, you can try to copy your DVD onto CD, but it's, you know, there's times where the cameraman goes into the bathroom. There's the guy that says, hey, get on the DVD. So it's not a proper live album. And, with the beats that Mixmaster Mike throws in, it would have been a perfect opportunity for the Beastie Boys to release a live CD.
Number 8.
Behavior during the License to Ill era. And I know what you're saying. Well, the Beastie Boys were young. The Beastie Boys grew up. Let me tell you how it was for a boy growing up in a strict Christian household in the suburbs. I was not allowed to watch MTV growing up. I was not allowed to listen to the freaking radio. So over the years, my sister and I, we slowly broke down our parents. I got into the Beastie Boys during Check Your Head. Beastie Boys, let's face it, their behavior during Check Your Head, they were like angels compared to License to Ill. My dad, he would always come to me. He's like, well, I read these Christian newsletters. It says that the Beastie Boys rap about drugs. They have big penises on stage. And I was like, Dad, listen. I'm like, they don't do that anymore. You know, they're doing benefit concerts now. They've grown up. So my dad even let me put a Beastie Boys poster in my bedroom. So one day I went to Blockbuster Video. I rented the License to Ill video. My dad happened to be in the room at the portion of the video where the Beastie Boys are backstage with all of the groupies. Hijinks ensue, and it set me back 40 years. And I wasn't even 40 years old. I was just a teenager. So, and I know there are many parents like my parents out there. And it's just a shame that, you know, if kids are listening to Check Your Head, Ill Communication, Hello Nasty, To the Five Boroughs, and their parents are cool with it, and then their parents, you know, they see some footage from License to Ill, if they're strict enough, they may say, no more Beastie Boys for you, Johnny. So although the Beastie Boys have grown up socially conscious, a mere glimpse of their behavior on License to Ill may cause a parent to ban the Beastie Boys from a suburban household. So yes, number 8 on the Beastie Boys letdowns, their behavior on License to Ill.
Number 7.
The Beastie Boys' 1998 performance on Saturday Night Live. Yep. At that point in time, Intergalactic had kind of run its course. Beastie Boys fans knew that they weren't going to play that as a single on live TV. They did that earlier in the promotion cycle. So I was like, oh man, the possibilities are endless. We could get The Move. We could get Super Disco Breakin'. We could get Unite Remote Control with live instruments. We got none of that. Beastie Boys started off the night by playing 3 MCs and 1 DJ, and usually that was an intro into another song, because earlier in the year when they played the MTV Video Music Awards, they started out with 3 MCs and 1 DJ and transitioned into Intergalactic. But on this night, they just played 3 MCs and 1 DJ. I was a little let down. And then for their second performance, I was like, all right, this is when we're going to get Super Disco Breakin' into Remote Control, or Remote Control into Unite. But we got Sabotage, a song that was 4 years old. And I was like, that's cool, but, you know, that would have been even cooler 4 years ago. And to this day, I've only seen that performance once or twice. And if we go back to 1994, when the Beastie Boys did Sure Shot, and then they did Ricky's Theme into Heart Attack Man, I watched that tape like 2,586 times. So on that night, in 1998, I was a little let down by the Beastie Boys.
Number 6.
The Beastie Boys DVD anthology incomplete and ... No Sabotage or Skills to Pay the Bills ever released on DVD. So this is a DVD letdown. First of all, let me say that the Criterion Collection is just, it's brilliant, it's genius. I love the layout, I love the remixes, I love the bonus material. But why couldn't you just squeeze some more videos on there? I could see why the Beastie Boys didn't want to put Fight for Your Right to Party on there, but what about Jimmy James? It's not the greatest video, but there are some good dance moves in there, and I love the creamsicle hue in that video. And it would have been nice to have Jimmy James thrown on the DVD anthology. And then, of course, Beastie Nation, we are waiting for Sabotage and Skills to Pay the Bills to come out on freaking DVD. Over the past 6 or 7 years, I have cleansed my life of VHS tapes, and I probably own 2 VHS tapes now, and they are Skills to Pay the Bills and Sabotage, because I don't have that footage anywhere else. And my VHS tapes are deteriorating, so Beastie Boys, please release those on DVD.
Number 5.
The Beastie Boys not always keeping their set list fresh with oldies. If you were to see the Beastie Boys today, and if you were to see them today, let me know where that's going to take place. You would hear So What You Want, Root Down, Pass the Mic, Sure Shot, Shake Your Rump. Nothing wrong with that. All of those classics. But how come we never hear Professor Booty, Unite, Alive, Get It Together, The Move? I would love to hear Super Disco Breakin' more. So many good Beastie Boys songs, but we rarely hear them. So I would like the Beastie Boys to infuse their set list with some oldies, but goodies. And I did have a glimmer of hope last year, because when the Beastie Boys released the commentary for the remastering of Check Your Head, when Professor Booty was playing, they were like, you know, this is a good song. We should play it more. We should bring it back live. And I agree. Bring that back live.
Number 4.
Singles from Hello Nasty all released on import. Now, Intergalactic may have come out as a proper single, but after Intergalactic, I remember going to the record store, and everything after was released on import. And in 1998, that was probably the poorest I ever was in life. I graduated from college. I was still working at McDonald's. So $11.99 for an import single, that was a lot for me. And we were just spoiled during Check Your Head and Ill Communication when the Beastie Boys were releasing remixes and B-sides like Mullet Head and Dope Little Song, Resolution Time. We didn't get that that output from Hello Nasty. And to this day, I don't have that body moving single with the dogs breakdancing on the cover because I couldn't afford it. And years later, many years later, there was some extras from Hello Nasty. But back in 98, we never got those. And the only goodies we did get, they were imported from England.
Number three.
Lack of anything on the Beastie Boys website. The only time that the Beastie Boys tweak their website is when they release a new album. And sometimes they're even late with that. And the only new stuff we get from the website is from us. You know, doing our best work on the message boards. You know, I wish the Beastie Boys would, you know, blog a little more. You know, just maybe an update on the website once every 3 or 4 months. Some new songs, some new bootlegs. Anything. A YouTube video. I know the Beastie Boys are busy. I don't know what they're doing, but just, you know, something new on the website to bring us back. And if it were not for the message board, I don't know if I would ever visit the Beastie Boys website. So, you know, that's something we deal with as Beastie Boys fans. You know, they'll have a surge where they'll put up a whole bunch of stuff, and then we will never hear from them again.
Number two.
The Beastie Boys never play Pittsburgh, my hometown. And what a bummer that is. And I swore, I was too young to remember, but I always thought that the Beastie Boys played Pittsburgh during either the Raising Hell tour or the License to Ill tour. But I checked Beastie Mania, and it doesn't look like they did. So if that's the case, get this. The Beastie Boys, in their entire career, have only played Pittsburgh once. And that was for 1994 Lollapalooza. And that wasn't even in Pittsburgh. That was 40 minutes outside of Pittsburgh in Burgettstown at the Star Lake Amphitheater. And it kills you when your favorite band, they don't come to town. And then you have to go to Cleveland or D.C. or New York City. And now I live in New York, so everything's fine. But the Beastie Boys never freaking came to Pittsburgh. BS 2000, they played Pittsburgh once. But the Beastie Boys, if you're talking proper Pittsburgh, I don't know if they've ever played it. Yeah, they would always play Cleveland, but never Pittsburgh.
Number one.
And here we go. The number one Beastie letdown of all time. And I know that I am not alone. Does this bring back any memories?
Presenting live on stage.
Like Galileo dropped the orange.
You do what they told you.
Rage Against the Machine. Beastie Boys.
Dead.
30 cities in North America. The Rhyme and Reason Tour 2000. Buy tickets online at www.beastieboys.com and www.ratm.com. All shows are all ages, dressed to impress, 18 to trance, 21 to boogie. Look out for yet to be announced special guest. Visit www.grandroyal.com for tour updates.
Only under hip-hop supervision.
Let me set it up for you. Summer of 2000. Graduated with my master's degree. Couldn't find a job. I was working at a cemetery, making $5.35 an hour. The only thing that got me through that summer was knowing that I would see the Beastie Boys in Rage Against the Machine at Star Lake Amphitheater. And then it happened. Michael Diamond riding his bike. I guess a New York City cab cut him off, turned the bike, crashed, flew over his handlebars, injured his shoulder, tour canceled, and we did not hear from the Beastie Boys again for another 4 years. I was heartbroken, but sometimes the only thing that can get you through heartbreak is music. So I wrote a song detailing my experience, and I have re-recorded the song since. I put it behind a beat of a song that was very hot that summer. So here you go. I don't know if I would say for your listening pleasure, because I don't know how pleasurable listening to the song will be. But here is what I did to help cope with the lack of Beastie Boys in the summer of 2000. I wrote a song called Why Did Mike?
Yo, why'd you have to do it, Mike? Why'd you have to go and ride that bike? Damn! It was the first summer of the century. I had an internship in NYC. Now the internship, it ended in June. Following that, I would be home soon. So I checked my email on a hot summer day. My boy Troy Mauer had something to say. In Pittsburgh while watching TV, he found some news that interested me. On August 7th, a concert date. Beasties and Rage, live at Star Lake. Rhyming, reason and rhyming. MCA and Rock and Michael Diamond. I couldn't believe it. Rub my eyes, my stomach filled with butterflies. Woo! What a freaking tour. I couldn't freaking wait to buy my seats and dash for the gate. Why?
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 Why did
why?
Mike?
Why?
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 Why? I got back home in the beginning of July. I couldn't find a job, threw my arms to the sky. So I worked with my brothers at the Beth Shalom. Dropping down bushes and mowing down lawn. Getting beat down by the summer sun. You see, my summer was hot and my summer was long. The only thing that kept me breathing was a 2000 tour of Rhyme and Reason. Tickets went on sale, I bought them online. Row number 4, section number 9. Through Ticketmaster, I bought 3. One me, Tory, 2, 3. Prof D, we were gonna hear alive. And so what you want? Root down, short shot, and shake your rump. Gratitude, flute loop, slow and low. Time to get ill, A grade on Mojo.
Why?
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 Why? Why did
why?
Mike?
Why?
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 Why? Then it happened so fast in the blink of an eye. When I heard all about it, I just wanted to cry.
Cry.
On my Walkman, listen to the bad news. Michael Diamond went for a cruise. Riding around town on his lowrider bike. Hit a pothole and then oh snap, yikes. Missed getting hit by a couple of cars. Did a somersault over his handlebars. Mike was injured, tour was done. No more concert, no more fun. A tear of sadness swept the nation. Acromioclavicular joint dislocation. Mike was forbidden to do the rump shaker. Rage broke up 3 months later. Tickets refunded, tour is over. Mike in the hospital with a bum shoulder.
Why?
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 Why
did
why?
Mike?
Why?
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 Why? Yo, why did Mike have to ride that bike? Why did Mike have to ride that bike? Why did Mike have to ride that bike? Why did Mike have to ride that bike?
And there you have it, the top 10 Beastie letdowns of all time. I know it hurts, but it had to be said. This episode had to be done. And we will try to end this on a lighter note. When we come back, our good friend Prof D, he will attempt to answer 20 consecutive Beastie Boys questions correctly.
Wow, we got one more song on this list.
Wow.
It's a bad situation. You know what? They got to turn this place into a roller disco later, so they told us.
You know, actually, JC sent me a FedEx.
Ouch.
Wow, Mike.
It's weird. I don't know why, but it, it said that they're going to have a wedding upstairs in a little bit. A wedding. I don't know. Yeah, I go ask him. He's out there. He's out.
It's nice we haven't played here in a long time, and this is what you get.
The brew.
Welcome back to the Brouhaha. Joining me now, a man that you all know, a man that who has an interview now on BeastieMania.com, the one, the only, Prof D. When did you do that interview with them?
It was, a couple weeks ago, something like that. It wasn't a proper interview like you do over the phone. It was a mail me the questions, and I have time to think through my answers, and so I hope I did all right.
I enjoyed it. I enjoy everything they do over at BeastieMania.com.
I do as well.
And you have a special guest there that you would like to put on the brouhaha.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all.
Okay, yeah. My son would love to say hello.
Yo, is that Double
and,
D?
And get on the brouhaha.
Put him on.
All right, here, hold on.
Hello.
Dawson.
Hi,
Dawson.
Yeah. Hi.
You are the youngest person to ever appear on the brouhaha.
Good to know.
Yes. And you had football practice today?
I did.
See, I was asking your dad, you're a Cub now, but when will you graduate to become a Titan?
I can play for the school this year if I want.
So you would become a Titan then?
Yeah.
And then what is your favorite Beastie Boy song of all time?
What you want?
Yeah, there we go. That's mine too. Your father has raised you well.
Yeah, he was cheering when I said that. Now he's on one leg punching an invisible thing.
Whoa. Well, I think he's preparing for 20 questions. If your dad can answer 20 Beastie Boys questions correctly, you will have a brand new Beastie Boys diorama to play with.
No, he would put it in his glass case.
Oh, well, then you could admire it. You could look at it. All right, well, wish your dad luck, Dawson. Good talking to you.
Okay, see ya.
All right,
see
bye. Him.
Bye.
All right, I'm back.
All right, don't disappoint your son.
Oh, man. As if you needed to ratchet up the pressure anymore. I really, 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 really appreciate it.
And let me tell you this, that C.J. Hood, and it's either Laver or Laver 1969 from the Beastie Boys message board.
Yeah.
They are next in line. We are going to have a double doozy on the next episode of the Brouhaha. So they would probably love it if you didn't win.
All right, gentlemen, I will do my best or worst, depending on what your perspective is, I suppose.
And do you know the rules?
I think I know the rules.
Start the music. Question number one. What was the lead single and video off the album Hello Nasty?
That would be Intergalactic.
You are correct. Question number two. October 31st is the date of birth of what Beastie Boy?
That would be the King Ad Rock.
And do you know what his real name is?
Adam Horovitz.
Two for two.
Are you trying to refer back to a previous 20 questions on that one?
No, that was just bonus. You know,
because,
you know, MCA, he is Adam Yock, Mike D, Michael Diamond, King Ad Rock, Adam Horovitz. Not Adam Horowitz, but, you know.
Correct.
Yeah. I still feel bad about that question.
You probably should.
Question number three. What two Beastie Boys album covers feature glimpses of New York City architecture?
Glimpses of New York City architecture.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's do this in order. Paul's Boutique would be one of them. And New York City architecture. Oh, To the Five Boroughs, duh.
I was going to say, if you got that one wrong, you, oof. Yeah, you are correct.
Yeah, this is what makes this difficult, is that, you know, if you asked me just in casual conversation, I would have no problem whatsoever, but, you know.
I know, with the music and being on the internet, I mean, it adds pressure.
I know.
But so far, you are 3 for 3. And keep in mind, too, that Say Adams, close confidant of the Beastie Boys, he only made it to question number 14.
Right. Yeah. So do I get the kind of help that Say got?
No, absolutely not.
Are you going to ask me an incorrect question?
I hope not.
Okay.
Question number four. Who had a hand in producing multiple albums from the Beastie Boys, dating back from Paul's Boutique up to Hello Nasty?
I'm assuming you're saying, I'm going to go with Mario Caldato.
Correct. And he had a hand. He did not produce Paul's Boutique, but he was there.
Yeah, that's why I was, you know, you kind of have to, because I could say the Beastie Boys had a hand in producing all right. of the albums as well.
Right.
But, okay, I knew what you were going for.
You know, and these first five, they're simple, so you don't have to think too much about them.
Right. You say that, and then people are going to feel really horrible when they go out on one of the first five.
I don't think anyone's gone out on the first five.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, until now. Okay, go ahead.
All right, and maybe that'll change right now. The songs Sabrosa and Futterman's Roll are featured on what Beastie album?
That would be Ill Communication.
You are correct. We move on to question number six.
I just feel relieved that I got through the easy five.
And I want to let everyone know that, yes, we are close friends. Yes, you were on the first episode of the Brouhaha, but you were first in line for 20 questions.
And I will let the record show that we have had no prior conversation about any of the questions that are appearing here today.
Yes. Yes. I mean,
we will take a lie detector test to that effect.
We will take a lie detector test, and let it be known that the first time I did this, I wrote 20 questions. I think the furthest anyone has gone, that's been Todd. Todd, I think, went to question 14. So anyway,
in the last episode.
But anyway, so I guess questions 15 through 20 have not been touched. So anyone who has appeared on 20 questions before this, they would have had the same 15 through 20 that you might have today, if that makes
sense.
All right.
It makes perfect sense.
All right. Question number six. What Native Tongues MC teams up with the Beastie Boys for a track on Ill Communication?
That would be Q-Tip.
Q-Tip.
Don't ask me what his real name is, though. I don't know.
No, Q-Tip is correct. We move on to question number seven.
Since it
is VMA season, I believe they're happening September 12th, 9 p.m. on MTV. At the 1999 MTV Video Music Awards, Ad Rock took his turn at the podium. The Beastie Boys just won Best Hip Hop Video for Intergalactic. He took his turn at the podium to criticize the bad behavior at Woodstock 1999. What Motown legend oddly tried to cut his speech short?
Wow.
And she's been referenced since then in a Beastie Boys song.
Wow.
And standing next to her, I believe, was Mary J. Blige and Lil' Kim with her boobs sticking out.
Oh, I hate to do this.
Do you want the multiple choice?
I don't.
And I can't give you any more hints. I think I gave you too many hints already.
No. You definitely stayed out on me here. Yes, give me multiple choice.
A, Janet Jackson. B, Diana Ross. C, Smokey Robinson. D, Gladys Knight.
It was Diana Ross.
Diana Ross is correct.
Given
a little shout out in an open letter to NYC. Number eight. For the Beastie Boys 2004 pageant tour in support of their album To the Five Boroughs, what were their three wardrobe/costume changes?
Okay. So let me maybe start with the easy one. So I know the instrumental outfit was the leisure suits.
Judges are accepting that, yes.
Powder blue leisure suits, I believe.
Yeah, powder blue tuxes. Judges are taking that.
Okay. So the lead off would have been with the track suits.
Judges, yes, that is also correct.
See, these are tough questions where you have to get like three parts. So if I ask for a multiple choice, is that a third of a multiple choice?
No, it's a full multiple choice.
Okay.
You want some multiple choice?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Tracksuit, jumpsuits, and Halloween costumes. Tracksuit, tuxedos, and t-shirts with board game names on them. Tracksuit, lab coats, UPS uniforms, or tracksuit, jumpsuits, and tuxedos.
It has to be B or D because tracksuit and tuxedos were already accepted. Well, then I'm going to have to go with B.
You took a long time to do it, but you are correct.
Wow.
And let it be known that
Really? Is that right? Really?
Yes, you could have said t-shirts, and I would have accepted that answer. Number 9, what New York Mets jersey is featured on the front cover of Paul's Boutique?
What New York Mets jersey? What player?
What player?
It doesn't have, it's the front of the jersey, not the back of the jersey.
That's correct.
And so at that point, it could be technically anybody, like the number is visible.
Yep.
So it could technically be anybody who wore that number. You really don't know.
Okay, well, we could play that game. I would be even more impressed if you named all the people that wore that jersey number from the New York Mets.
I can't be that good. I'm not that good. You know what? I'm 95% sure that it's a Dwight Gooden jersey. I will go with the 95%.
Final answer. You march on. You are correct. That is Dwight Gooden on the front of Paul's Boutique. So we go on to question number 10.
Isn't a timed effort, so...
No. I mean, this podcast could go 3 hours if we wanted.
All right, let's not do that.
Yeah, you got to get to bed. You got to put Dawson to bed. All right, what Beastie Boy produced the 2007 Bad Brains album, Build a Nation?
That would be Adam Yauch.
You are correct.
Let's knock this out here.
Whoa! All right. You confident now?
I'm trying to keep things moving here.
All right. And by the way, you've used up all of your multiple choices, correct?
No.
Oh, that's right. You didn't use it on the Dwight Gooden one. You have one more left.
Yeah, I got one left.
All right. Number 11. What Beastie Boys video has Kanye West appeared in?
That would be Triple Trouble.
Prof D, you are correct. Number 12.
I think that is my favorite moment of that video, by the way.
Now, do you
think, mean they got Sasquatched?
Yeah. Now, do you think Kanye was in on it, or he was totally like, what the heck's going on here?
I get the sense that he had no idea what was going on.
Okay.
But it's hard to tell, because that was like sort of pre-Kanye really like blowing up Kanye.
Yeah.
And he was still like sort of a normal guy then.
Yeah, and at that point in time, he would probably be honored to be in a Beastie Boys video. Number 12.
Okay.
This is a new type of question on 20 Questions. It's called, What Song Am I? I reference Jimmy Walker. Ad-Rock spells out his name. I don't really have a course. What song am I?
See, now I have to like go through like the whole... thing like Jimmy Walker, I'm Dynamite. That's past the mic.
Final answer. Yes, Prof D. Question number 13. By the way, if you win, will you take good care of the diorama?
Jim, you know I will.
I could sleep happy knowing that the diorama went to you. But once again, you have to earn this thing, and you know that.
Oh,
and
absolutely,
I know that.
Absolutely.
All right, question number 13. In the Far Side video. Drop. What Beastie Boy is curiously missing? And if he is in this video, you don't know it's him. Two Beastie Boys are obviously in this video. One curiously missing.
Yeah, I know the song. I mean, it's an awesome song.
Spike Jonze directed the video.
Yes, he did.
Everything's backwards.
Off of Lab Cabin, California.
Oh. Even getting the album title. And I guess you have a 33.333 chance of advancing if you don't know.
Right. So I know for a fact that Ad Rock's in it. Because it's his sample that they use in the chorus.
You would think he would be in the video.
I'm almost 100% sure that he is definitely in the video. And I'm leaning towards the... I'm almost positive that Mike D is in the video as well. So, of the three, I'm going to go with Yao.
MCA.
I'm going to go with MCA. It seems like he's the odd man out sometimes.
Is your final answer MCA?
Yes.
Oh, Prof, you're killing me. Because
why?
We move on. This next question kind of ties into the last one. Last season on the sitcom 30 Rock, once again, Mike D and Ad Rock, MCA, is not there. They did a telethon charity sing-along with what rapper? Now, there were many people in this 30 Rock sing-along, but Mike D, Ad Rock, and this rapper, they dropped some rhymes in the song.
So I believe that the person that appeared with them had a little bit of past history with the Beastie Boys.
Okay.
Perhaps had gone on tour with them at some point.
Oh, he's just playing with us now.
Tully Quelly.
Final.
Final answer.
Impressive. I thought you were going to... You were like, I don't know. So you knew it.
I knew it, although I normally, like I said, I do not watch that show, and I only watched because... I knew that they were going to be on.
You sneaky little dog.
I know.
All right, so it's official. Prof D has gone further than anyone else has gone before on 20 questions. So now the music gets a little more serious. Right now, I need you to close your eyes. Without looking, on the Check Your Head album cover... From left to right, in what order do the Beastie Boys appear?
So I know that Mike D's in the middle because he is the only one that doesn't have their guitar case. Because he obviously doesn't play guitar, he plays drums, and they couldn't lug the whole drum set on the cover. And is it... So, I believe it's... So if I said Adam... Mike Adam?
No.
Is that acceptable?
No.
No. Ad Rock with his shades is on the left, I believe, and Yout with his sock cap is on the right. So from left to right, it should be Ad Rock, Mike D, MCA.
Final.
Yes.
Congratulations, Prof D. You go on to question number 16.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Name at least three tracks from Alio e Olio.
Can I just say that I love the way that you say that?
For years, I couldn't pronounce it, and I went to some YouTube cooking site, and there was this... Actually, if you go to YouTube, people say it a million different ways, so that's the way I say it. Alio e Olio.
Okay. All right. So you want three.
Three.
Of the eight. Ooh. On the proper U.S. release?
Yeah. So, and you were going to be like, yo, Soba Violence on the Japanese release?
I can't give you Soba Violence?
No.
Or Light My Fire?
No.
Okay. Well, then I will do brand
so
new.
Good. Yes.
I will go with Brand New. I'll go with I Want Some. Mm-hmm. And I'll go with deal with it.
You are right. And I wish you would have shouted out one of my favorite tracks on the album, I Can't Think Straight.
Not Square Wave in Unison.
Or You Catch a Bad One or Nervous Assistant.
Right.
He's good, kids. We go on to question number 17. You're almost there. You're almost right, freaking
don't
there.
Don't chase anything. Okay. Don't chase anything. This is like when you have a pitcher with a perfect game. Nobody says anything.
Number 17. What is Mixmaster Mike's real name?
Ooh. That's a really good question. I mean, I know his name is actually Mike, which was an interesting addition to the group at the time, because then you had two Adams and two Mikes. It really leveled out the ratios.
You being a mathematician, that just...
Yeah, I love for it. That really just made things for me. I'm going to need to take my last multiple choice.
All right, last multiple choice. We have Michael Higgins, Michael Schwartz, Michael Fronte, or Michael Schwartzman.
And
it gets a little tougher because it is question number 17. And as I look over these questions, I think you'll rock the next two.
What is it, 18 and 19?
Yeah, I think 18 and 19 are right down your wheelhouse.
Wow, okay. Read them off one more time.
All right. Michael Higgins, Michael Schwartz, Michael Fronte, or Michael Schwartzman.
So C just sounds ridiculous. So I'm going to throw that out right off the bat.
Michael Fronte?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not a real last name. Nobody's named that.
The dude from Spearhead. Isn't that the guy from Spearhead? Michael Fronte in Spearhead?
I don't know. And the fact that you have both Schwartz and Schwartzman is leading me to believe that it's one of those two. So I'm going to narrow it down between B and D. Schwartzman just seems a little extreme. You know what? I'm going to go with B.
What's so extreme about Schwartzman?
I don't know. I mean, if it's between Schwartz and Schwartzman, I'm going to go with Schwartz.
Schwartzman Extreme!
May the Schwartz be with you. Come on.
So, you're going Michael Schwartz, final answer?
I'm going to go Michael Schwartz, final answer.
Oh my goodness. This is the third time you've taken 10 minutes to answer a question, but it pays off because you are correct. All right, number 18.
18, okay.
Who graced the cover of the debut issue of Grand Royal Magazine?
Well, I mean, the one I have in, like, that stands out is the, with Lee Scratch Perry. But that was the one that had the Bismarcky little flexi record. And so I don't think that was the first one.
And it looked like a Wheaties box.
Yeah, with the orange, you know, go together. And then they had one that was the speaker that had like the little Jeep cutout.
That was a good one.
But there was nobody on that cover. And then there was one with the keyboard, and I don't think anybody was on that cover either.
Yeah, the Moog issue.
Oh! Bruce Lee.
Final.
Yes, final answer.
Unfreaking believable. You are correct. Woo! This is getting tense. All right, Prof. We move on to question number 19.
Wow. Okay.
One away from question number 20. Computer G. Lucky in a job. Who wants to be a millionaire? All right, question number 19. A little shout out to Slumdog Millionaire there.
Right.
What Beastie Boys song do the following lyrics belong? And listen, this has been 19 for every game of 20 questions. And some of you listening right now be like, well, yo, question number 19? Like, that should be question number 2. But this, I guess this is kind of a reward if you've gone this far, and it'll set you up for the super hard number 20. What Beastie Boys song do the following lyrics belong? Got schemes, schematics, blueprints on file. You gotta have dreams to make it all worthwhile.
That would be The Move.
Final.
Yes.
Unbelievable. We go on to question number 20. Do you have dreams, Prof. D? Dreams of winning 20 questions and winning the Beastie Rama?
Yes.
Like the Beastie Boy said, you have to have dreams to make it all worthwhile. Here it is, kids. Question number 20. I didn't know if we would ever reach the peak of this mountain, but we have. Will Prof. D take one step over that peak? We find out now. Oddly enough, when the Beastie Boys released the video for To Check It Out, it featured credits. The first time I remember the Beastie Boys ever having credits in a music video. In the first few times it aired on MTV and MTV2, they also rolled the credits. So the question is, according to the credits of To Check It Out, who plays Lorne Green in the music video? And you will get one hint because this is a very hard question. This man was also shouted out in the Beastie Boys' major label debut, Licensed to Ill.
Wow.
I only bothered reading the credits once and I was like, whoa. And if you read the credits, it is packed full of Beastie humor. Too bad you didn't have multiple choice left.
Oh, that would have been so choice right about now.
So according to the credits of To Check It Out, who plays Lorne Green in the music video? Coincidentally, when the Beastie Boys performed at the $2 Bill show, you held up a sign that said, Lorne Green in the house.
Yeah.
And then for a while on MTV and MTV2, that was the video that they showed for To Check It Out, and you were in it holding up a Lorne Green sign. So it's very fitting that you get this question.
This is horrible. And you said it was shouted out in Licensed to Ill.
This person was shouted out on Licensed to Ill.
Oh, man. Is this like a real person?
Yes.
Yes, it's a real person.
I can't go any more than that.
Yeah, that's fine. The only person I can, like, just trying to run through lyrics of Licensed to Ill that I can think of that is an actual actor is Jerry Lewis. I know they shout out Jimmy Page. They shout out Ed Norton, Ted Nice, and Mr. E.D. But you said it was a person, so it can't be Mr. Ed. I wish I had another multiple choice going here.
I wish you did too.
I know. You know what? I'll go with Jerry Lewis, and it's a complete guess.
Final.
It's not going to get any better than this.
Prof. D, congratulations on going 19 strong. Unfortunately, you do not get the Beastie Rama today. It's a very tough question. That's why it is question number 20. It says Lorne Green was played by the one, the only, a man who has become relevant again because of a Snickers commercial, although Betty White gets all of the love. Do you know where I'm going with this?
I have no idea where you're going with this, actually.
Abe Vigoda.
Oh!
Abe Vigoda plays Lorne Green in the music video to
like
Check It Out.
Abe Vigoda. Oh, my God. And that makes sense, too. you know what? I felt the pressure of, like, given time, I could probably recite the whole album and have gotten there. But I was so conscious of taking up too much of your and your listeners' time that I didn't want to do that. Oh, my goodness.
But right now, Beastie Nation is giving you a standing ovation. You have set the new benchmark.
Pleasure.
19 correct.
Well, there you go. So, CJ, and whoever else is up after me, you're welcome, is all I can say.
The Beastie Rama still on the table. Prof, we'll have you back on another episode of the Brouhaha.
Right,
and maybe we'll give you another stab at 20 questions.
I've had my chance. Let somebody else win.
All right. So for Prof D, my name is Jim Shear, and we will see yins later.
That's it. That's all there is. Come on.
Yo, we're going to end it on a 1, 2, 3 note. Are you ready? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Guarantee we bring the brouhaha.
It's a brouhaha.
It's a brouhaha. It's a brouhaha.